Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and genuinely fascinating topics on your specification, the UK's climate change challenges. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Now, before we get into the detail, let me tell you why this topic matters so much. Climate change isn't just a global issue. It's happening right here, right now in the UK. And examiners absolutely love this topic because it connects physical geography, human geography, and real-world decision-making all in one place. That means it can appear on multiple papers, so knowing it well is a real advantage. Let's start with Section 1. Understanding the UK's climate and how it's changing. The UK has a temperate maritime climate. That means mild wet winters and cool damp summers, largely thanks to the influence of the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf Stream. But this climate is shifting. The Met Office has confirmed that the UK has already warmed by approximately 1.2 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times. That might not sound like much, but the effects are significant and wide-ranging. The key evidence for climate change in the UK includes rising average temperatures, more frequent and intense rainfall events, more extreme weather like heat waves and storms, rising sea levels around our coasts, and changes to the timing of seasons, things like earlier spring flowering and later autumn leaf fall. Now, here's something really important for your exam. Examiners want you to understand the uncertainty around future climate projections. The UK climate projections, known as UKCP 18, suggest that by 2070, the UK could see summers that are up to 5 degrees Celsius warmer and up to 40% drier, while winters could be up to 4 degrees warmer and up to 30% wetter. But, and this is crucial, these are projections based on different emission scenarios. The actual outcome depends on how much carbon dioxide humanity continues to emit. This uncertainty is something examiners specifically ask about. So remember, we know change is happening, but the exact scale depends on future human decisions. Section 2, the impacts of climate change on UK people and landscapes. Let's break this down into the main impact categories, because in your exam, you'll need to be specific. First, flooding. This is probably the most visible impact in the UK. As rainfall becomes more intense and sea levels rise, the risk of both river flooding and coastal flooding increases dramatically. The Somerset Levels flooding of 2013 to 2014 is your go-to named case study here. Over 65 days of flooding submerged 17,000 hectares of land, cut off 7 villages, affected 1,000 homes, and caused around £10 million of damage. The key debate that followed was whether to dredge the rivers or pursue managed retreat, and that controversy is excellent material for evaluation questions. Second, heat waves. In July 2022, the UK recorded its highest ever temperature of 40.3 degrees Celsius at Coningsby in Lincolnshire. This caused significant disruption. Roads buckled, train tracks warped, and there were over 2,000 excess deaths attributed to the heat. For vulnerable groups, the elderly, young children, and those with respiratory conditions, heat waves pose a serious health risk. Third, agriculture. Climate change brings both opportunities and threats to UK farming. In the north of England and Scotland, warmer temperatures and longer growing seasons could actually increase productivity. New crops like maize and sunflowers are now viable further north than before. However, in southern England, increased drought risk and summer water stress threaten traditional crops. There's also the growing problem of new pests and diseases arriving as temperatures rise. Fourth, biodiversity and ecosystems. Species are shifting their ranges northward as temperatures rise. The comma butterfly, for example, has extended its range significantly northward over recent decades. In UK seas, warming waters are affecting fish populations and causing bleaching of cold water coral reefs. Coastal habitats, like salt marshes and mudflats, face inundation from rising sea levels. Fifth, the economy. The costs are substantial. Flood damage alone costs the UK economy an estimated £2.5 billion annually. Insurance premiums are rising in flood risk areas, and some properties are becoming uninsurable. Infrastructure, roads, railways, and utilities face increasing maintenance costs. Section 3. Responses to climate change in the UK. This is where examiners love to ask evaluation questions, so listen carefully. There are two fundamental types of response, and you must know the difference. mitigation means reducing the causes of climate change, cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Adaptation means managing the effects of climate change, adjusting to the changes that are already happening or are inevitable. Let's look at national mitigation responses first. The UK was the first major economy to pass a legally binding net zero target, achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2050. This is enshrined in the Climate Change Act. The UK has made impressive progress on renewable energy. In 2023, approximately 43% of UK electricity came from renewable sources, mainly wind power. The UK also has an emissions trading scheme, which puts a price on carbon emissions from industry. And there's the commitment to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2035. Now for adaptation responses. The Thames Barrier, completed in 1982, is one of the world's largest movable flood barriers. It protects 1.25 million people and £125 billion worth of property in London. By 2023, it had been closed over 200 times. But here's the key evaluation point. It was designed for conditions up to 2030, so the Thames Estuary 2100 plan is already looking at longer-term solutions. At a local level, sustainable urban drainage systems, known as SUDs, are being incorporated into new developments. These include permeable pavements, green roofs, and rain gardens that slow the flow of water into drainage systems. The managed realignment scheme at Medmurray in West Sussex deliberately breached sea defences to create a new intertidal habitat, allowing the coast to retreat naturally. This is a great example of working with nature rather than against it. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, this is where I want you to really pay attention, because these tips could be the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. Common mistake number 1, being too vague. Examiners award marks for specific knowledge. Don't write, flooding has increased in the UK. Write, the Somerset Levels flooding of 2013 to 2014 lasted 65 days and affected 1,000 homes. Named examples with statistics are what get you into the higher levels of the mark scheme. Common mistake number 2, confusing mitigation and adaptation. Always define these terms at the start of any question that uses them. Mitigation reduces causes, adaptation manages effects. A wind farm is mitigation, a flood barrier is adaptation. Simple as that. Common mistake number 3, not evaluating. For any question with the command words assess, evaluate, or to what extent, you must make a judgment. Don't just describe, weigh up the evidence and reach a conclusion. Common mistake number 4, ignoring uncertainty. If a question asks about future climate change impacts, always acknowledge that projections are based on different emission scenarios and that the actual outcome is uncertain. This shows sophisticated geographical thinking and is rewarded at the higher levels. Quickfire recall quiz. I'm going to fire some questions at you. Try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What was the UK's record high temperature and when was it set? 40.3 degrees Celsius, recorded at Coningsby, Lincolnshire in July 2022. Question 2. What does SUDS stand for? Sustainable Urban Drainage Systems. Question 3. Name one mitigation and one adaptation response to climate change in the UK. Mitigation, the net zero 2050 target or renewable energy expansion. Adaptation, the Thames Barrier or managed retreat at Medmurray. Question 4. What were the two main rivers dredged following the Somerset Levels flooding? The River Pallet and the River Tone. Question 5. What percentage of UK electricity came from renewables in 2023? Approximately 43%. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review those sections. If you do change horse, let's bring it all together. The UK's climate is changing. Temperatures are rising, rainfall patterns are shifting, and extreme weather events are becoming more frequent. The impacts are wide-ranging. Flooding, heat waves, changes to agriculture, biodiversity shifts, and economic costs. The UK is responding through both mitigation, cutting emissions, renewable energy, net zero targets, and adaptation,
flood defences, SODs, managed retreat and heat action plans. But there is genuine uncertainty about the future, and the scale of response needs to match the scale of the challenge. For your exam, remember three things. One, use named examples with specific statistics. Two, distinguish clearly between mitigations and adaptations. Three, always evaluate, make a judgment and support it with evidence. You've got this. Keep revising, stay curious, and good luck in your exam. I'll see you in the next episode.